To live as an enlightened master, you must become a heretic and a blasphemer, for you will not believe what everyone else believes, and others will deny your new truth even as you deny their old one. You will deny that the world as others are experiencing it is real, as did those who denied that the world was flat. As in those days, this will fly in the face of what seems incontrovertible, based on the appearance of things. As in those days, this will generate argument and disagreement, and you will set sail across stormy oceans to discover endless horizons. And as in those days, you will live in a new world. This is the world that you have been waiting to create, and which you have been meant to experience from the beginning of time. Time, too, is an illusion, so it might more correctly be said, since the illusion began. Always remember, the illusion is not something you are enduring. It is something you are choosing. You do not have to live the illusion if you do not choose to. You are here because you wish to be. If you did not so wish, it would not so be. Yet know that the illusion in which you live is being created by you, not for you by someone else. Human beings who do not wish to take responsibility for the life they are experiencing say that God has created it and that they have no choice except to endure it. Yet I tell you that the world you live in is the way it is because that is the way you have chosen it to be. When you no longer wish the world to be the way it is, you will change it. This is a truth that not many humans can accept, because to accept it, they would have to acknowledge their complicity, and this is something they cannot bring themselves to do. They would rather cast themselves in the role of unwilling victim than of unwitting co-creator. That is understandable, of course. You could not forgive yourself if you thought that your world was the product of your own creation, the result of your own wills and desires. And why could you not forgive yourself? Because you do not think that I would forgive you. You have been taught that there is such a thing as the unforgivable. And how can you forgive yourself for something that you know will not be forgiven by God? You cannot. And so you do the next best thing. You excuse yourself from having had anything to do with it. You deny responsibility for what you imagine that I would call the inexcusable sins of man. This is tortured logic, because if you did not create the world as it is, then who did? If someone says that God created all the horrible flaws in the world, you jump to defend me. No, no, you say, God merely gave man free will. It is man who has created these things. Yet if I say, you are right, I did not create, and I do not create your life as it is, you are the creator of your reality, you deny that too. Thus you seek to have it both ways. God did not create these things, and you did not create these things. We are both merely sadly observing them. But when you become really angry or frustrated with life, some of you change your tune. When things get bad enough, you are ready to blame me after all. How can you let this happen? You call out to me. Some of you even shake your fist at the heavens. The illusion has turned to confusion. Not only is the world a cruel place, it has been created that way by a cruel and heartless God. To sustain this thought, you must see yourselves as separate from God, since creating a cruel and heartless world is not something that you would do. You must imagine a God who would do what you would never do, and you must see yourself as subjected to his whim. This you have done, religiously. Still, even in this you see a contradiction, for the God of your highest understanding also would not do these things. So who did do them? Who is doing them to this very day? Somebody must be responsible. So who is it?